Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 22nd of August. This week in Battle Drill Daily Devotional, we consider the difficult and daring concept of forgiveness through the story of Joseph of Egypt. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn to our Bible reading, which is Genesis chapter 45 and verses 1 to 15. Today we're reading from The Voice. Then Joseph could no longer keep his composure. The room was crowded with people, so he ordered his attendants, "Send everyone out of the room." Joseph didn't want anyone else in the room when he finally told his brothers his true identity. But he began to cry so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and Pharaoh's household heard it too. Joseph turned and addressed his brothers. "I am Joseph," he said. "Is my father still alive?" But his brothers were too shocked to speak. They couldn't answer, for they were so overwhelmed that they were standing in Joseph's presence. Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." His brothers approached him, cautiously. "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Don't be upset or angry with yourselves any longer because of what you did. You see, God sent me here ahead of you to preserve life. For famine struck this land 2 years ago, and there are 5 more years in which there will be no ploughing or harvesting. God sent me here ahead of you to make sure you and your families survive this terrible ordeal and have a remnant left on earth. So it wasn't really you who sent me here, but God, the same God who made me an advisor to Pharaoh, master of his household, and ruler over everyone in the land of Egypt. Hurry now, go to my father and relay this message. Here is what your son Joseph says. God has made me master over all Egypt. Come to me and don't delay. I'll arrange for all of you to settle in the land of Goshen, where you can be near me, you and all of your children and grandchildren, as well as your flocks and herds and everything you have. I will provide for you there. Since 5 more years of famine are still to come, I will make sure your household and everything you will have will not descend into poverty. Now, you see with your own eyes, and even my brother Benjamin sees that it is really I who speak to you, even without an interpreter. You must tell my father how honored I am here in Egypt. Tell him everything you've seen here. Hurry, bring my father here." With that, he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck. They embraced and both wept. Then he kissed all of his brothers one by one, cried on their shoulders as well. And after that, they talked for a time together. Amen. Does God expect us to forgive everyone? After all, Jesus taught us to pray and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. But often it's easier to focus on our hurt and resentment than it is to be gracious and find it in our hearts to forgive someone who has caused us pain. Joseph of Egypt must have been tempted not to forgive his brothers. They had beaten him up, sold him into slavery, and told his father he was dead. But the Bible tells us the Lord was with Joseph, and as they looked over Joseph's life together, Joseph could see God's hand through it all. No doubt he also came to see that there were things in his own life that God needed to forgive too. At the very least, Joseph had been very proud and arrogant when he was younger. This is what had aroused his brother's resentment in the first place. Joseph needed God's forgiveness, just as his brothers needed his. He could only ask God to forgive him if he was prepared to forgive his brothers for their sins against him. As he showed grace and love to his brothers, Joseph was reminded of God's love and grace to him. We often pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." It's an amazing prayer. It's something we cannot do in our own strength. What helps us to forgive those who have hurt us, in the same way that Joseph forgave his brothers, is the reminder of just how much God has forgiven us. So, the next time you pray, "Forgive us our trespasses," remember that he asks you to forgive those who have hurt you too. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you delve deeper. What might you need to ask God to help you let go of in order to show grace and forgiveness to someone? I do hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we think about how we can forgive someone who has hurt us.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.